Hey, we're the Pointer Sisters.
Yes, we are.
It's going to be fun.
And we hope you enjoy it.
Wish you could be here.
I know that you will.
Roll and record all machines. Roll and record all machines, please.
Sisters, it's they're so young and immature. You know the Pointer Sisters?
No.
You don't know the Pointer Sisters?
No.
Okay, that is, you know what? Your age is showing. It's very immature, and you need to really get educated. Okay. You must like the Pointer Sisters,
yeah,
right?
Cool.
Would you welcome the Pointer Sisters?
Down slowly, slowly going down.
you get ready on Free John C.
But it's too just a little too late.
Losing his freedom and losing his soul.
Now all he can do is just wait
for the others. Going down slowly, slowly going down. Holy moly, slowly going down.
Yeah.
Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what? Do what?
family so musically talented. I mean, it's not often you where your parents really, really, really talented.
My mother was. My mother. She sang. She did sing in a little blues.
And of course, they were both speakers, so that kind of helped to get that, you know, influence and getting up in front of people.
Right.
And it was such a happy house. I mean, we were the craziest kids you ever want to see. My daddy used to say, "You guys are the craziest kids I've ever seen in my life."
But he loved it.
He loved it because we would just be so wild and just, well, we weren't allowed to do much of anything else but go to church. And so everything we had to find fun with each other. We weren't allowed to play with many of the neighbors. We weren't allowed to go to any parties. We weren't allowed to go to any movies or anything like that. We'd entertain each other when mom and dad would leave for church at night, which was every night. And so we found fun at home with each other.
We had an acoustic piano and organ in our church, and there were no tambourines, and we would sing all together, and you know, and it was
I loved it.
September 29th, they will have a new album. They also have an NBC special which will air later this winter when we find a time slot. They also are going to perform now. Sisters, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Stop jumping around for a minute. We'd like to get your names, you know.
June, 21.
You would.
I'm Bonnie. I'm 21.
I'm Ruth. 20.
Anita.
How old are you?
That's okay. It.
We'll get Anita's age on the next newscast. Let's segue into that song about the guy that's got the chick on the side.
Yeah.
I bet you got one.
I know he got another.
Thank you.
another lover.
Our minds, but they saw how serious we were, and we were writing songs, we were, you know, really doing everything we could to really be professional at what we were doing, and they respected that. And then when we got them that house,
you know, it's just easier to kind of have that same tone in your voice when you're singing and know each other so well.
So it's a lot due to genetics,
yeah,
I suppose, that works
of
with
course.
Your music.
Singing helps with me dance. You know, so when I'm singing, I want to dance, I want to move.
Right.
You know,
so every show's a workout.
Thank you.
first gig was in 73, and the first gig was at a place called Bimbo's. No reflection on us, of course. And it was such a crazy, crazy show. Oh my God.
There's certain performers, I'm so moved by what they do. When, before you leave, I want you to sing at my funeral. That's the song I want. And I'm going to be on the floor right there. And the three of you, yes, yes. And you will get on the mic and do that. And I will be. And so this is the first time at my funeral I will hear it.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I enjoy it.
We will rise up and walk.
Please. I know that the church probably is saying. But who can argue with the collection plate?
That's right.
What is the relationship like now traveling as the Pointer Sisters?
Oh, we just have a lot of fun. We just have a lot of fun.
Do you guys fight? You
know, very seldom.
Very seldom.
We used to in the old days, you know, back in the day, but now we really know what buttons not to push.
Yeah.
You know, so we don't really have that many. And we don't drink as much anymore.
Hey, that's
we got tired of that liquor.
Oh, Lord,
that's what gets us.
Bonnie, did you want to do a little share for us?
Yeah. Well, I really want to do my Esther Phillips.
Esther Phillips is better.
This is just for you.
Want to need some backup singers?
Mm-hmm. Will you be my backup singer?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Lord, I got a cold, cold feeling. Santa, it's like ice around my heart. I love the way you love to live. You love life. Your inspiration. I love the way that you give your heart so freely. Your sweet sensation, you're my invitation to.
Do you think there's something that we shouldn't have done? As the Pointer Sisters, we shouldn't have done this.
I really don't. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I have enjoyed this ride.
Yes.
I wouldn't change a thing.
I wouldn't either.
No. I've loved the experiences. And when we have conversations about, you know, our experiences, we just laugh a lot. Yeah.
Jeffrey and I are pleased to be presenters of the award for our favorite black group.
The nominees are Kool & the Gang. The Jackson.
Oh, well. And the winners are Scared of You, the Pointer Sisters. All right.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. This is so nice.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you up there. We love you all.
Bye,
Shakespeare, you're coming back to see us.
We've been waiting. Yeah, I took you guys too long to invite us back.
We've been on our knees. On our knees, Chuck.
We have got to be the most faithful Soul Train fans in the country.
I mean, I don't care where we are. We turn that station
into a mad and we miss the show.
With us, what I can only describe as the current rage of the contemporary music world. And deservedly so, because I kid you not, they are as beautiful and talented as their latest single is successful.
Live at Five are the Pointer Sisters. Since their first album was released some 12 years ago, they've been at the top of the charts, turning out gold and platinum records and winning Grammys for everything from Best Vocal by a Pop Group to Best Vocal Arrangements. The Pointer Sisters, Anita, June, and Ruth. And before we meet the Pointers, here's a look at a brand new video. We'll be right back.
had a crazy, fun, wonderful career. How do you deal with the fame?
Michael Jackson can talk about that. Beatles can talk about that. We haven't had it be too much ever. I just love it.
What's the best part of going past 30?
I would go on past 40.
The best part going
You're
past 30.
You're smarter.
Getting over those roaring 20s, you know?
Yeah. You know more. You know what's coming up and what's going down.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, we can. I know we can. Yes, we can. Oh, why can't we if we want to? Yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. I know we
There's such incredible chemistry.
That part.
Something like that. That's for you.
Yes.
We started off singing to the old people. Now we're singing to kids. You know, and kind of nice to go the opposite direction. Langley, are you bored?
I know that we can.
I know darn well.
else you want to say to your fans before we leave you?
We love you.
We're done. All right. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
See you on stage.
Watch the step on the wire.
Okay.
We have to unplug too. Okay. We can cut.